So why is fatherlessness an issue now, when throughout history, men have committed to their families when there were no government agencies around to make them? What's changed? The bottom line is that most modern women don't care if they're in any kind of stable relationship before deciding to get pregnant, and many men do not want to have children with a typical modern feminist woman.
The me first attitude fostered by feminism has created a monstrous female mentality that says a woman must seek to only do as she pleases without regard to anyone else.
Certainly without regard to children, and most certainly without regard to fathers. And what's worse is that this attitude is endorsed by society.
So it was the Bridget Jones syndrome. Apparently there was hundreds of thousands of single women in Wales that couldn't find a young bloke that even wanted to take them out, let alone get married to them. And the first two that came on, I think they were in their 30s, and the woman interviewed them first of all, and as soon as they started speaking, I could see they had a serious attitude problem. The first one spoke and said, well, I'm happy as I am, blah, 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 I don't need men, they're just a load of jokers anyhow. And I'm thinking, well, okay, darling, you ain't going to get, nobody's going to want to have a chat with you for too long. The second one wasn't quite as bad, but she did say that there were no decent young blokes in the bars in Cardiff, and you want to see what's on offer, they're not worth having.
There are no good men. Now I read this article, and on average, there are two per state.
I said, the first two, I said, have got attitude problems. I said, I'm not surprised they haven't got a bloke. I said, and this woman here, I said, has just spelt it out. I said, these women are coming to with I want tattooed over their forehead. I said, there's nothing there of what they're going to give. And I said, in relationships, I said, it's about giving and taking. And I said, with the attitudes that your first two speakers are, I said, I'm really not surprised that they haven't got a bloke. I said, I think it's appalling. And amazingly, at the end of the programme, we was all sat round and chit-chatting away. I thought, well, they're going to have a real hack at me over this. And they didn't. They agreed with what I said. They said, yeah, young women have got an attitude problem. They've been brought up to consider they don't need blokes, they don't want blokes. But then, of course, they said, and they get to their 30s, and then they start wanting kids, and then they're looking around for a bloke. But they've got this attitude, I want everything. And I said, and quite frankly, I said, I got married in the 60s. I said, I've got a lovely wife. I said, when attitudes were what I call more normal. I said, but if I said was a young man now, I'd be very careful which one of these women I ever. I said, because I could get married to one of them or live with one, have a kid, and when she's ready to chat me, I'm out in the scrap heap.
I had gas in her, and it was the best time of my life. It was wicked, I loved it. I thought, yes, I've got what I've wanted. I was excited.
But her 16-year-old boyfriend wasn't prepared for fatherhood.
Here's a list of loads and loads of potential daddies. Number four, that one. Look at him. English and Hungarian. There we go. He pretends it's Zax, and then I can sue him for maintenance.
I still aspire to meet someone and fall in love and get married, but that is a very high-risk scenario. And I want a baby now. I'm 37.
My sister had a baby, and I wanted a baby of my own.
It's right, hard being a man today. Why is it so hard being a man? Because you got to deal with today's woman. Got to deal with today's woman. Today's woman's a hard one to deal with, boy. What's the show all the women watch today? Desperate Housewives. Desperate Housewives. Bunch of women living in nice houses. Some of them don't even work. They all cheat on their husband. They need to change the name of that show from Desperate Housewives to Ungrateful Bitches.
The father's role is constantly belittled and dismissed.
In our feminized times, we seem to forget how fathers have always sacrificed time with their children to support the family, often working jobs that they hate and enduring high levels of stress that affects their health and lifespan. But apparently, only nappy changing and breastfeeding can be considered nurturing. The same argument is used in custody situations. The law defines a strange entity called the primary caregiver to a child. No matter what the man does to enable the raising of a child, the primary caregiver is always the woman at home and never the man at work. All of his functions are ignored.
Nobody appreciates daddy. Nobody ever says, hey, daddy, thanks for knocking out this rent. Hey, daddy, I sure love this hot water. Hey, daddy, this is easy to read with all this light. Pay the bills, buy the food, put a fucking roof over your head. Everything you could ever ask for. Make your world a better, safer place.
Many women regard men as just sperm donors, and our medical profession, with the support of government, is actively engaged in harvesting sperm to provide women with a ready means of having children without men. But the consequences of fatherless children are stark. Crime and teenage pregnancies are two of the typical results.
I come from a broken home. Luckily, I never got into... We all done things as we were kids, but I got a few little things when I was younger, 16, 17, but nothing major. It's scary that a lot of the children that I work with are basically from broken homes. And that's the scary thing. Regarding as he's getting older, I don't want him to end up in one of them units.
Boys deprived of their fathers typically join gangs as a substitute for family. This inevitably leads to them following the wrong role models and turn into crime.
Girls have no male role model and so seek it in the nearest man.
They have no idea what a man is except a person to whom they might be attracted. And so we have legions of teenage girls with babies.
But I got a little baby girl, right? And it's amazing when you have a girl, you're a man, you have a girl. Eye-opening, because I realize I'm the man in her life, and my relationship with my daughter is going to affect her relationship with men for the rest of her life. And every man in here is dating a woman with some daddy issues.
Without fathers, academic achievement is reduced. Domestic violence and child abuse is more prevalent. The list goes on.
In families where there is one parent, usually the mother, and a whole series of men coming in and out of the family. There are, you know, lovers and uncles and all sorts of people coming in and out. That in that kind of a chaotic family home, that sexual abuse is 40% more likely to happen. Now that's from a man called David Finkelhor, who's done long-term study on sexual abuse. That doesn't mean necessarily that any of those men coming into the house are the abusers. What it seems to indicate is that the child is not safe and secure and could be open to, being seduced and abused by other people.
And of course, truly horrible treatment of children is hugely more likely where fathers are not present.
Relationships will be kind of cooler amongst step relations than amongst genetic relationships. At the sort of extreme end of that coolness, it can sometimes manifest itself as, you know, neglect and abuse and even kind of worst kinds of child abuse. A child is up to 100 times more likely to be killed by a step parent than by a genetic parent. The single largest risk factor for severe child abuse.